It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian West is defending her younger sister Kylie Jenner, slamming YouTube personality Christian Adam for sparking cheating rumors by spreading an image of himself purposefully imitating Travis Scott with another woman, all for the sake of a video experiment. So this picture was posted, which looked like Travis Scott with his signature braids and everything getting cozy with this girl in a swimsuit on a balcony. And the picture caused such an uproar that Travis Scott himself had to set the record straight. He tweeted, TMZ didn't post this blank. Trolls working hard today. Try again, you trolls. Me and my wifey sturdy. Only got love for my wife. No time to be wasting. Try again. So even though he denied it, speculation still brewed until this dude that had posted the photo posted a YouTube video to his channel and said, we fooled the internet with fake Travis Scott cheating photo. He said, that photo you seen of Travis Scott allegedly cheating on his significant other Kylie Jenner was completely staged and we were the guys to do it. He wanted to prove how gullible the internet is and not to believe everything you see online. He said the prank was not made to intentionally hurt Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, or the entire Kardashian family, but Kim Kardashian feels differently. She responded on Twitter to the YouTube dude and said, I hate that I am bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you'd find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie, who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and it's just so wrong. This is the second staged celebrity photo prank, by the way, by YouTuber in a short while, because remember, we have that YouTube guy pretend to be Justin Bieber.
I was just
going
to bring that up, and to me, that's funny, because first of all, it was nothing to do with Bieber's relationship,
right?
And second, do people really eat the burrito that way? Because they need to be locked up.
So now it does bring attention to so many things, news and otherwise, that we see can absolutely be fabricated and, you know, clipped out, or, you know, you think something's going on when it isn't. But like, this looks like it might be a new trend of people getting celebrity lookalikes, posing so you can't see their face totally, and then kind of saying like, oh, look at this picture of so-and-so doing this, and it may not even be real.
Well, that's been going on forever, not celebrity-wise, but in general, like, people always put out a certain image of something, you know, like, who knows what we're really seeing.
Right, but do you think that this is becoming a trend? Like, this is just like a new YouTube thing? Like, we'll never know what celebrity photos are real
or fake? I don't think it's going to become a trend, Alex, but I definitely think this is like a poor man's copycat attempt, because that Bieber thing was great. We all were like, oh my God, that was Bieber. What was he doing with that burrito?
Yep.
A lot of people were questioning it.
Kat Von D revealed a complete stranger donated breast milk to her newborn son. She wrote on Instagram during the first 2 days of Leifer's life. Yuck on that name, by the way.
You don't like Leifer? Ew. Come here, Leif.
His blood sugar count had been low, and she said, as much as I had committed myself to strictly breastfeeding, my milk just hadn't come in yet. So her doctor, I guess, suggested asking around to see if any friends might have a little bit of extra milk that they can donate, but they didn't. So she called her midwife, who found a total stranger, a woman who was willing to donate her breast milk. Von D wrote that the woman, without even knowing me and without question, stepped up and donated a few ounces to us in the middle of the night. Her milk has since come in, and she is now breastfeeding her son.
Wow, her milk brings all the babies to the yard.
My milk brings all the babies to the yard.
And they're like, wah, 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 wah.
This booby is better than yours.
I can milk you, but I have to charge.
And this is so disappointing. A group of students at a college in California labeled the cartoon VeggieTales as dangerous and racist.
VeggieTales.
The students at Cal State San Marcos were taking part in the school's annual whiteness forum, and they claimed that by humanizing vegetables, the creators of VeggieTales were using the children's programming to promote racial stereotypes by making the villains racial minorities. For example, they say the evil characters sound ethnic or Latino, while the good characters in the show sound white. I didn't know that different races had different voices. We get people calling us all the time. You don't necessarily know what their race is.
I think there's something to be said with that, though, that you would say some people sound a certain way. Maybe not necessarily racially, but where you're from in the world.
I saw a tweet yesterday by a friend of ours in radio that made me laugh out loud. He said, hey guys, I just wanted to get some people together to brainstorm. I'm looking to be offended tomorrow at this time. Let me know if you have any ideas of what we can be offended about. Coming up in less than an hour, Offset's mistress is speaking out directly to Cardi B.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, check this out. Coming up next, have you ever snooped through your significant other's phone and found something you shouldn't have? Quinn did, and she's on hold. We're actually going to talk to her because she now wants to know if she should confront someone from her boyfriend's past. Excuse me? What's going on here? We'll find out about that in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show with Ask Alex.